Good morning and welcome to our worship service today. We are commemorating the end of our school year today in today's service, but we're also celebrating the confirmation of Natalie Lang. So we begin our worship service with a prayer to our God and Savior. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence to hear your holy word and to worship you and praise you for your great love. We ask that our worship would be pleasing in your sight, and we pray that you'd give us your Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith, to increase our love for you, and keep us steadfast until that day when Jesus comes again to take us to our heavenly home, to live with you forever in peace and joy. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. You may be seated. Our first hymn for this morning is the hymn Speak, O Lord, that's printed on pages 2 and 3 in your bulletin. Please rise. I invite you to follow along with our order of worship that's printed for you in your service bulletin. We begin on the middle of page 3. We begin this worship service in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we confess that we are sinful by nature and have sinned against you in our thoughts, words, and actions. We have not loved you above all things. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Have mercy on us, and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us our sins. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. We are forgiven. With boldness and confidence now we may approach God's throne to find grace to help in our time of need. In the joy and peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Almighty God, grant that we who have been redeemed from the old life of sin through baptism into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, may be renewed in your Holy Spirit and live in righteousness and true holiness. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our first reading for today is taken from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah. We read from chapter 43, verses 1 through the first half of verse 3. These are words of comfort and words of promise from our Savior, reminding us that we belong to Him because He has made us His. But now this is what the Lord says, "The Lord who created you, O Jacob, the Lord who formed you, O Israel, do not be afraid, because I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you cross through the waters, I will be with you. When you cross the rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, and the flame will not set you on fire. Because I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Our second reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We read verses 13 through 18. "Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth." Paul's words here are very appropriate. He says, "I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak." Today, Natalie believes, and she is going to speak about that faith and confess that faith in her Savior here at her confirmation. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration, writes these words, "Since we have that same spirit of faith, which corresponds to what is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken, we also believe, and therefore we speak. For we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and bring us together with you into his presence. In fact, all this is for your benefit, so that as grace increases, it will overflow to the glory of God, as more and more people give thanks. Therefore, we are not discouraged, but even if our outer self is wasting away, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. Yes, our momentary light trouble produces for us an eternal weight of glory that is far beyond any comparison. We are not focusing on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal." Here ends our scripture readings.
Thank you.
This time I invite Natalie to come forward for her confirmation. Natalie, it was almost 1 year ago today that you stood before this congregation and were received into God's covenant of grace through holy baptism. Now today you stand before God in this Christian congregation, having completed a thorough course of instruction in the Word of God, to publicly make profession of your faith in the triune God, and to confirm your covenant with Him, to dedicate yourself, body and soul, for time and eternity, to your God and Lord. Lift up your heart with me, therefore, to the God of all grace, and cheerfully give answer to what, in the name of the Lord, I will now ask you. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this Christian congregation, confirm the solemn covenant which the triune God made with you at your baptism? If so, answer by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you then renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, answer by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Do you desire to become a member of St. Stephen Lutheran Church and of the Church of the Lutheran Confession? If so, answer by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you consider all the books of the Bible to be the inspired and inerrant Word of God? If so, answer by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you consider the teachings of St. Stephen Lutheran Church, which are drawn from the Bible, as you have learned to know them from Luther's Small Catechism, to be true and correct? If so, answer by saying, I do.
I do.
And do you also, as a member of St. Stephen Lutheran Church, intend to continue steadfast in this confession of your faith and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, answer by saying, I do so intend with the help of God.
I do so intend with the help of God.
And finally, do you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the authority of the divine Word of God, to be diligent in your use of the means of grace, that is, the gospel and word and sacrament, to live a life that is fitting for the gospel of Christ, and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to the triune God, even unto death? If so, answer by saying, I do so intend by the grace of God.
I do so intend by the grace of God.
Upon this, your voluntary profession and promise, I, in the name of Christ's Church, invite you and welcome you as a member of St. Stephen Lutheran Church and of the Church of the Lutheran Confession to participate with us in all the rights and privileges of our congregation and church body. I do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Natalie, now please bow your head and hear the words of your Lord and Savior that you've chosen for this, your confirmation day. The verse you've chosen, Natalie, are the words of Psalm 72, verse 7, a messianic psalm that reminds us that our King Jesus has made you righteous by making you a believer, and that his peace, the peace of forgiveness, will flourish to the end of time. We read Psalm 72, verse 7, in his days, that is, in the Lord's days, the righteous will flourish, and peace will be plentiful till the moon is no more. I invite you to please rise. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you that you have brought Natalie to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, through your word. You have washed her clean from her sins in baptism and buried her with Jesus through that baptism into his death and resurrection. We praise you that you have revealed to her the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the truth of the gospel revealed through him, and for enabling her with her heart to believe and with her mouth to confess Jesus' name publicly. Continue to work in her a willing heart to bring forth fruits of faith and love, and to preserve her faith that she may continue steadfast and victorious until that day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness and eternal life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's all join now in confessing our faith in the one true triune God with the words of the Apostles' Creed that begins on the bottom of page 6 in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Go in peace. You may be seated. Congregation may be seated. At this time, we ask our choir to come forward to sing their choir song, Seek Ye First. Congregation, please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has made us part of his family by bringing us to faith in him through his Holy Spirit. dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith on this Confirmation Sunday is taken from Romans chapter 8. We read verses 28 through 32. Again, the Apostle Paul here, writing by inspiration, says this: "We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. Because those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Indeed, he who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also graciously give us all things along with him?" These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I would bet that when our confirmand Natalie saw the theme of today's sermon, she knew exactly what I was referring to. In fact, I do have some former confirmation students here, or catechism students with us here today, and I'm sure they know what I'm referring to with the theme of our sermon being key questions. Although the voice in their head when they read it probably sounded a little bit more like this: key questions. Why? Well, in our 6th through 8th grade classes, our lessons in our Bible history course book always end with key questions. And whenever we'd come to that PowerPoint slide and pop it up on the screen, I don't know why this started, but it kind of seemed like this was like the game show part of the class. These were the important summary questions that you had to remember that touched on some of the key points of the lesson. And whenever that screen would show up, we'd start having some fanfare. Maybe we'd do a drum roll or start singing some game show songs or speak in a cheesy announcer voice. Or even make up some puns like, "If your answers are locked up, you need key questions." Anyway, some of our students really got into it, and they'd kind of take turns introducing the key questions for each lesson in a fun way. And Natalie was definitely one of those students who got into it. She would like to take her house key and jingle it because it was the key question time, so she had a key. Well, anyway, pastors speak in puns, so I thought it was great. Well, you can imagine after 3 years, Natalie has now completed 58 lessons in that Bible history workbook. And if there was an average of, let's just say, 2.5 questions per lesson, Natalie, I estimate you've approximately completed 145 key questions over the course of your confirmation instruction. That is a lot of keys and a lot of questions. The various Bible topics that we've touched on, the various lessons you've learned, all summarized with those key questions. I would say you had a lot of key questions this week as well with your examinations, both your written examination and your oral examination today. And of course, just a few moments ago, you answered some important key questions as you publicly confirmed your faith in your Savior before this congregation. You answered these two questions. Do you intend to continue steadfast in the confession of this faith and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? And do you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the authority of the divine word of God, to be diligent in the use of the means of grace, that is the gospel and word and sacrament, to live a life that is fitting for the gospel of Christ, and in faith, word, and deed, remain true to the triune God, even unto death? Wow. Those are some heavy and important key questions. They're very serious. So how on earth could you possibly have the strength and conviction to answer those questions with a yes? Well, let's remember how exactly you answered those questions. You answered those questions with these words: I do so intend with the help of God, and I do so intend by the grace of God. That's important. It shows that you are relying on God's help and God's grace, relying on His strength and His love in order to make and keep those promises that you have made today. Well, that brings us to the key questions that the Apostle Paul asks in our text for today. In the last two verses of our text, we might say he asks a couple of key questions. Verses 31 and 32 say this: "What then will we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Indeed, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also graciously give us all things along with him?" Now, those questions that Paul asks are also what we would call rhetorical questions. Rhetorical questions are questions that are asked to make a point of emphasis rather than looking for an answer, because the answer is usually just obvious. The obvious answer is the one that is expected. What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The answer, of course, is no one. No one and no thing can stand against us if God is for us. That is our confidence as believers, and that is where your confidence lies as well, Natalie. Well, that might at times lead us to ask some more key questions, more searching and important questions like this. Well, how do we know that God is for us? Can we even be certain that He is on our side? How can we know that He's going to keep the promises that He's made for us here in these verses and throughout the Bible? People have counted them up and they've come up with more than 3,000 promises in the Bible. How do we know for certain He's on our side, He's for us, and that He will keep His promises? In times of weakness or doubt, we might even question if He's on our side at all, or if He is in fact keeping that promise in verse 28 to work all things together for the good of those who love God. Oh, for those who love God, well, I can take an inventory of my life, and at times I can wonder, do I even love God? Am I among those who love God? Maybe He's not going to make all things work together for my good. How do I know He's actually for me? And how do I know He's on my side? Well, when these doubts fill our hearts and our minds, that's when it's time to stop looking outside of ourselves, to stop looking from in our hearts and start looking to what God says to us. God assures you in these verses of our text that these words do apply to you, Natalie, and to all of us. He reminds us that we came to love God and believe in His Son Jesus, not because we wanted it badly enough, not because we made some incredible effort on our part. No, rather, it is God who called us to believe in Him, to believe in His Son Jesus for salvation. He called us to this even before the world began, even before the world was formed by His own words. Listen to the middle verses of our text, verses 29 through 30. It says, "Because those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified." From eternity, this text reminds us God foreknew us. And the Greek word that's used there doesn't just indicate that He knew who we were or He knew of us. It actually indicates that He had a deep knowledge of us. He knew us intimately. He knew everything about us before we were even born, before He created anything. And it also tells us that He predestined us to be His own, to be children of God from eternity as well. And He used His Holy Spirit to call us to faith in His Son Jesus in time, while we are here on this earth. And so that justification that He won for us on the cross, and as we were reminded in Natalie's examination today, justification means to be declared not guilty that not guilty verdict that Jesus gave us by his death on the cross is now made our own. He did this again for you, Natalie, and he's done this for all of us. But did you notice something strange about the last word at the end of that list in verse 30? Paul says, those he justified, he also glorified. Past tense. Well, as fully forgiven, fully saved believers in Christ, we are now sharing in the full glory of God. We are sharing in eternal life right now, but of course we won't fully experience that, the full glorification of our bodies, until we reach heaven on the last day. However, Paul still uses a past tense verb here. He uses the word glorified to describe a future event for us and for all believers. He does this to remind us just how certain our salvation actually is. When God himself has promised something for our eternal future, it is as good as done. Believe it. He's the one who's done absolutely everything necessary to earn that salvation, to secure it, and to keep us in that salvation forever. Maybe you noticed that we didn't address the other key question in our text, the other rhetorical question that Paul asks in the last verse of our text. Well, I was doing that intentionally. I was saving it for last because it is the ultimate rock-solid proof that God is, in fact, for us, that he does in fact love us without a doubt, and that we can actually trust him at all times to keep all of his promises. And those are the words of verse 32. I'll read them again. Indeed, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also graciously give us all things along with him? Think of what Paul is saying in that verse with that rhetorical question. If God loves you enough to sacrifice his only son, Jesus, on that terrible, horrible cross so that you would receive heaven, how is he not going to take care of all the other things that you need? If he loves us enough to take care of our greatest problem, our problem of sin that earned us death and hell, how will he not take care of our lesser problems, our everyday problems, our cares, our concerns, all the troubles that we have in this life? And the obvious answer that Paul expects, of course, is he will. Of course, he will. Natalie, you have answered many important key questions over the course of your Bible instruction. You have answered some key questions today by making some important and solemn promises to God. But let's not forget that God has made the most important and solemn promises to you and to all of us. And he always keeps his promises. And so, Natalie, and all of us, dear fellow believers in Christ, no matter what we are facing now or in the future, no matter what fears we have now in this life or in the future, no matter what key questions crop up during the course of our life, God has promised to work all things together for our good. That promise is for you. Believe it. God proved it by sending Jesus to take your punishment for your sins, all your sins, every one of them, to take your guilt and shame, to take my guilt and my shame and nail it to his cross. Trust in him. Rely on his strength every day of your life. And as your confirmation verse reminds you, the one who has declared you to be righteous will also cause you to flourish. And he's promised you his peace, spiritual peace with God through the forgiveness of sins, till the moon is no more. In other words, forever. So, Natalie, if you need answers unlocked as you go through life, always remember these key questions from the confirmation sermon we just read today. What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also graciously give us all things along with him? Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Congregation may be seated. If you have an offering to give to the Lord today, we invite you to do so by placing it in the offering plate in the entryway of our church. We bring a few prayer requests to our Father's throne today. We'll be praying for the end of the school year prayer, thanking the Lord for a good school year and blessing our families with a good summer break. Prayers have been requested again for Terry's friend Rose, who's been undergoing cancer treatment. She's not doing well. She's practically bedridden and is struggling through the treatment. We also pray for her husband, Jim, who is caring for her. In your bulletin, you'll notice some prayer requests, or a prayer request for our brothers and sisters in Myanmar who are going through devastation during a civil war. And then one of my pastor friends in Uganda, Africa, asked me to have our congregation pray for his mother, who is in need of surgery and needs a doctor's care. He's asking for prayers for his mother, Agnes. Any other prayer requests for today? Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Jesus Christ, our protector and our healer, the great physician of both body and soul, we raise up in prayer to you our sister Rose, who is currently undergoing her cancer treatments and is in need of your care. Be with her by her bedside and keep her from any pain if it is your will. If it's your will also, please help the treatments to be effective. Watch over her and bless her. And when you are ready, Lord, either heal her from her cancer or heal her eternally by taking her home to with you in heaven. Please be with her husband, Jim, and give him the strength and the patience that he needs during this time as well. Give them both wisdom and strength to deal with this issue as you see fit. We also uplift Pastor Tanis's mother, Agnes. Please, Lord, if it's your will, help them to have the resources needed to give Agnes the surgery that she so desires and needs for her health, and give her the healing that they are praying for. She is a blessing to that congregation and a mother in faith to so many in that church in Uganda. Please watch over them and bless them in this time of need. Be with all those who are sick and suffering, Lord. You know their names and their individual needs. We ask you to relieve them of their suffering and as you see fit, restore them to good health. Be their comfort and their strength in this time of trial. We think especially of our brothers and sisters in Christ who are undergoing severe devastation from the civil war in Myanmar. Draw them close to you and comfort them by your words, which remind them that you are working all things out for their good. Dear Good Shepherd and Savior Jesus Christ, we praise you for giving us another successful school year here at St. Stephen. We thank you for our teachers, our staff, our volunteers, and our school families, for the loving, caring support of this congregation toward our school. We thank you for the friendships that have been forged and furthered among our students. We thank you for the education and learning that you've blessed our students with here at SSLS. And we pray that you'd continue to guide, direct, and bless their learning as they go forward. Help them always to remember, first and foremost, the truth of your word and your life-saving gospel message that you've taught them, which has made them wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Help them to build their foundation for this life and the next on that sure and firm foundation of your word, and use them as a light, both with their words and actions, to share their faith and spread the good news of salvation through you, our Savior Jesus. Help them to be an encouragement to others throughout their life. Help them always to remain faithful to you and to your word in all the changing scenes of life, all the days of their lives. Dear Savior, we thank you for the many ways you have blessed our school over the years, and the ways you continue to guide, bless, and provide for our school in ways that are beyond what we could even anticipate or ask for. Be with all of our students and school families. Give them safe and enjoyable summers filled with blessings from your hand. And bring our returning students back in August, ready and eager to learn and to learn from you. We ask you to bless and be with Natalie on this, her confirmation day. Keep her faithful to you and continue to grow in her faith through your word throughout her life. Help us to welcome her into our church family and make her a faithful member of our church family. In your saving name, dear Lord, we pray these things as we pray in your name now, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We'll continue with our next hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. Please rise. We continue in the middle of page 9 with the service of the sacrament and the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of our Lord be with you always. Amen. Let's join now in praying the prayer before the Lord's Supper that you see printed on the bottom of page 9. Dear Savior, upon your gracious invitation, I come to your altar. Let me find favor in your eyes, that I may approach your table in true faith and receive the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of my sins and the strengthening of my faith. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we respectfully ask that those who are communicant members of St. Stephen Lutheran Church or of a sister congregation in the Church of the Lutheran Confession receive the Lord's Supper with us today. We begin with those who prefer to receive the Lord's Supper in their pews. Please take out your communion packets at this time. We begin with the bread. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. And now please take the wine. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. And now may this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. And now I invite our confirmand Natalie to come forward to receive the Lord's Supper. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. And now may this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for your sins. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. Now may this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. Now may this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. I invite you to please rise. Let's join in praying the prayer after the Lord's Supper on the top of page 11. O blessed Savior Jesus Christ, you have given yourself to me in this holy sacrament. Keep me in your faith and favor. As you live in me, let me also live in you. May your body and blood preserve me in true faith unto everlasting life. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord with gladness. Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord, and we'll respond with the doxology. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. You may be seated. We close our service today with our closing hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. We'll use the version that you see printed in the bulletin on page 12 and invite you to stand for the last verse.
Oh.
Please be seated. Good morning. A warm welcome to all of you. And on behalf of our congregation, I'd like to welcome our guests and visitors who are with us today. We invite you to come and worship our Savior with us again in the near future. And please sign our guest book in the entryway before you leave today. A few announcements for today. Following our service, we'll have some brief pictures with Natalie and the family for the confirmation. And everyone is invited to meet in the fellowship hall after the service for a cake reception in celebration of Natalie's confirmation. This afternoon, I'll be heading to Hayward for our worship service there at 1 p.m., and then I'll be heading to Anaheim for our worship and Bible study at our outdoor service there tonight at 6:30. A few announcements for this week. Monday, of course, begins our summer break. School dismissed on Friday, so summer break continues through August 19th when school picks up again at the end of summer, but we won't talk about that right now. We'll wait for August to discuss those things, right? Wednesday, we have our online Bible class via Zoom at 7 p.m. The link is in the bulletin, and I'll send the PDF for the Bible class and the link in an email this week. Thursday, Stockton Worship Service will be held at 2 p.m. I also plan to visit with Jerry Dimple, who's been in a rehab center in Merced after the Stockton service. He is doing well. His knee is healing and is looking forward to having a visit with me on Thursday. Next Sunday, worship service at the usual time of 10 a.m. here with Bible study at 9 a.m. Hayward worship will be at the usual time of 1 p.m. with Bible study at 2 p.m. Thank you to all the SSLS families, staff, and volunteers who helped with the school cleanup day yesterday. Your efforts are so much appreciated. Thank you also to Scott, who's begun the work on the new tile in the hallway. Please do watch your step as you're going into the back classrooms or in the bathroom today and this week. The floor has been stripped, but it's safe to walk on. So thanks for the efforts with that project. I believe those are all the announcements I have. Maybe one more reminder to sign up for your subscriptions for the Lutheran Spokesman before next week. That's when we need to turn in those subscription totals. By next Sunday. Any other announcements? Oh yes, the Women's Auxiliary is planning on having an emptying out of the cupboards in the kitchen because the new flooring in the kitchen is going to be installed soon and the cabinets are going to be redone. So the ladies that are able to help stay and do that after the festivities today are asked to do so. I'm going to have Natalie join me to greet you as you leave. I had been under the weather this week, so I'm going to greet you with a holy wave as you leave today. Natalie can greet you however she wants to, but I will just kind of wave to you as we leave today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.